So even though you're supposed to find answers in the Torah for your problems, that doesn't mean you could learn Torah thinking about your problems. The Torah is supposed to help us grow so that the Torah gives us tools to deal with life. If I walk in every day and I say, well, I have a plumbing problem, let's see what the Talmud has to say about that, I'm not going to find the answer. But if I deal with the Torah in a broader sense, and I try to gain breadth and understanding of the world through my breadth and understanding of Torah, so then when I'll have a plumbing problem, I'll hopefully have a direction to deal with it from the Torah I've learned. But it's not one plus one. It's not like I have a plumbing problem, I'll look in the Torah. We're not there. And so we do have to leave our troubles at the door. I tell people sometimes the allegory. Think of it as you hang up your coat when you walk into shul, hang up your problems. Walk in and be focused on what you're doing. People sometimes hang up their soul with their coat. They walk in and their whole davening is devoid of soul. I say, leave other things at the door. You know, you just had a fight with someone, you're upset. Leave that at the door. Focus on what's important, and yeah, in davening, life is what's important. That's what we're davening about. But in Torah, we're focusing on the Torah. We have to allow ourselves to enter a different world.